You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Lebanese President Rafik Hariri was assassinated in February 2005. Around 1,000 kilograms of TNT were detonated as his motorcade drove through Beirut. An investigation by the Special Tribunal for Lebanon into his assassination is still ongoing and currently led by a Canadian, Danielle Belmar. In its first two reports, the tribunal indicated that the Syrian government may have been linked to the assassination. According to a CBC report, the investigation has begun now to focus on Hezbollah. The report has already led to the collapse of the current government and may lead to civil war. Franklin Lamb is a journalist and former assistant counsel of the U.S. Congressional Judiciary Committee. He is also author of the book, The Price We Pay. He spoke with me yesterday by phone from Beirut. I began by asking him why the Special Tribunal for Lebanon was initially established.
Well, remember, it was under the Bush administration in late 2005. And the idea was, I think, to seek justice. There was a horrific event that killed a prime minister who was very well thought of in Washington and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and generally in the European Union, who was killed. There was an emotional reaction. But then on reflection, there was the opportunity to perhaps create a regime change with Syria. All the fingers, as you will recall, were pointing at Syria in those early days and going for the next 24 months. So there was motivation from the Bush administration. Cheney weighed in on the State Department Bureau of International Affairs and some competent lawyers said, look, why not in the International Tribunal? And then on reflection, they said, why not a Security Council resolution? And Chapter 7, as you know, Chapter 7 of the UN Charter gives ultimate, complete authority to the United Nations to create law, to implement law. So it was, in a sense, the perfect solution for this huge crime. So that's how it got started. Political motivation, in addition to the humanitarian concern of justice for those 23 families, plus another 28 assassinations over the preceding 10 years that have never been solved. And so it was, an important idea. And that's how it all got started. Nothing to do with Hezbollah in the early days.
As you mentioned, the tribunal is initially looking into the connection with Syria. What happened with that angle?
Well, no, it's still there. Excuse me for speaking frankly, Bashar Assad will likely be indicted. I think the tribunal in Belmar will establish that he gave the order, or people right under him. So the Syrians, including the four pro-Syrian generals who spent 3 years and I think it was 2 months in jail near where I'm living, actually, are not off the hook at all. I think Belmar is probably doing a good job. I think the competence of the lawyers at the tribunal are unfazed by the politicization of this whole concept, and so the Syrians are still on the hook. It's just that the limelight is drawn away from them for the moment and focus on Hezbollah. No, the Syrians are still under consideration. I could be very wrong, but I think there's going to be indictments against Syrians.
In addition to Syria, mentioned as implicated in this assassination, Hezbollah is also being mentioned. What's the special tribunal's theory on how this assassination unfolded?
Well, we don't know, because properly they've kept it out of the public realm, and as they should. It's an in-house judicial exercise. We're going to know soon. But the speculation, as you probably know, is that Hezbollah made a huge, huge mistake, tactical, maybe strategic, when they undertook an event on behalf of Syria for whatever reasons. This is what the March 14 people say. This is what some have whispered that the tribunal is looking into. That's how, if they're involved at all, Hezbollah got involved. Obviously, they may have had some differences with Hariri, but so maybe a mistake was made. We don't know the facts yet, but because of their competence, technically, militarily, they may have been contracted to do a particular act. I think this is where the tribunal is going, but your opinion is as good as mine, and I can't vouch for that. But we're going to know soon why Hezbollah is rumored to be involved.
Speaking of those rumors, how has Hezbollah responded to these rumors or these allegations about their involvement in the assassination of Hariri?
Yeah, they've responded over the past 3 years to distance themselves, to attack, to undermine, to compromise, and to obfuscate, in a way, the work of the tribunal. Their mantra is that it's an Israeli-American plot against the resistance, and they're not going to participate, acknowledge, or assist in any way any actions undertaken by the STL, Special Tribunal for Lebanon, or any indictments that come. There will be no arrests here in Lebanon. The government is now, fractured, in a sense, and the only thing that will come under come out of the next government, the current one that is forming, will be a disassociation with the STL and complete non-cooperation with the STL. So we're going to have a situation where Lebanon is irrelevant. Lebanon's only role, as it were, is as a crime scene, but they will not participate in any way, and no one will get arrested, no one will be brought to trial. There may be some abstentia convictions, but that's what it looks like at the moment.
Given the politicization or the attempted politicization of this special tribunal, what kind of legitimacy does the tribunal have among the Lebanese people, broadly speaking?
Maybe 50-50 split. You know, the Shia and the Christians who support Hezbollah discredit it and are willing to go along with the idea that it's illegitimate. The Sunnis, the Shia, Christians, past the Druze, and others support it and are in that degree aligned with the international community, which, as you know, the EU are all ready to pay the expense of the tribunal if Lebanon violates its memorandum of understanding and does not follow through with paying their 49% of the budget of the court. So I think that the as we go forward, the international community's position will prevail, Lebanon is not even important in this case. It has no power to affect the work of the court. Its relevance is that it is a, what, crime scene. This is where the crime happened. Whether or not they participate has nothing to do with much, because this is under the United Nations, Chapter 7. This is an international inquiry. They will call on witnesses from Lebanon. If they don't cooperate, that's their problem. But the international community will go forward with this case. And that's the brilliance of Condoleezza Rice and her attorneys back in late 2005 when they decided to go after this case and, you know, and squeeze Syria. Syria is still on, it will be in the dock. But it turns out that some of their contractees, some of their agents, happen to be Hezbollah of Lebanon. And that's why the focus in the media has been on Hezbollah.
Can you comment on the role of the United States in all of this?
Well, that's a tough one. I am not prepared to say that the Americans have corrupted the process. I do think they are delighted that they had this extraordinary good luck of discovering that one of their, you know, a list of terrorist organizations and the nemesis of their strategic, quote unquote, ally, Israel, is, you know, is in the hot seat. Early on, the Americans were satisfied that there would be probably pressure on Assad, Bashar Assad of Syria, there may be a regime change. Then everyone discovered, to everyone's surprise, oh my God, look, all this speculation about Hezbollah. So I think the Americans, as and the Israelis, and a number of the 27 members of the European Union, are probably quite, pleased and with how events are unfolding. So I'm not willing to say that the Americans have totally politicized it. Obviously, they're going to take advantage of a situation that, might serve them politically. But I think that it was a situation with that there's been some incompetent investigation and reaching a higher level after you got rid of Detmuth and after you got rid of and arrived at Belmar, that that there's going to be some serious judicial, examination and judgments on this case, and that's going to have a very important effect on Lebanon.
You mentioned that about 50% of the population views the tribunal as legitimate and the other 50% doesn't. What are the chances of a civil war erupting again in Lebanon?
No, I don't see a civil war, no, because nobody's got any power except Hezbollah. Nobody's got guns except Hezbollah, and there's no need for a civil war on this issue. I personally don't see it. I think the more likely a factor may be something external that Israel might, use this opportunity. But I don't even believe that anymore with what's going on at Tahrir Square in Cairo and the, expansion of that energy and that revolution toward the goal of liberating Palestine. I think Israel has many, many problems now that they're not going to get too much involved in this exercise.
And that was Franklin Lamb speaking to me yesterday from Beirut. Franklin Lamb is a journalist and former assistant counsel of the U.S. Congressional Judiciary Committee. He is also author of the book The Price We Pay. You can read his articles on Lebanon and other topics at counterpunch.org.